Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schus for our morning rats. Shechi l'schus chana liba bas necha gittel yilshan bas necha gittel adina bas sheva bas necha gittel nechaz bas chayim tzuchan tzecha letzeha. We're going to be discussing the mitzvah of Hakel. This shir is being given on the night of Hakel, the Motzei Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkos, Motzei Shmita. So this is the time they had Hakel. There's a sefer by Rav Zevin, Hagoyin HaTzadik, Shlomo Yosef Zevin, called the Or HaHalacha, which is just a classical sefer that everybody should have and learn. So he has articles on various topics, halachic topics, and it's written in such clear, lucid style, Kedarko Shel Rav Zevin. And this article is called Hakel. Zot ha-mitzvah amud chazak v'kavod gadol badat. B'kach mesem ha-chinuch et mitzvah hakel. This mitzvah is a strong pillar and a great honor for the religion. So there are various aspects of this mitzvah that we'd like to discuss. Lineder. The mitzvah, the people, the time, the place, the reader, the reading, the brachas, the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah about? Mitzvah says, say, Lahakil kol Yisrael and noshim noshim v'taf b'chol motzei shmita b'aloisim l'regel v'likros b'zneim and atara parashi Hashem b'zalzois oisim b'mitzvois u'mechaskois yideim b'doso emes sh'nemar miketz shevo shanim b'moye itchnas ha-shmita v'chag ha-sukos b'bo kol Yisrael l'rois hakil es om ha-noshim v'ha-noshim v'ha-tof v'gercha asher b'she'arecha. So this was the Yeloshon of the Rambam, Chagiga 3:1, that it is a mitzvah essay to gather all of the Jews, men, women, and children, every Motzei Shemitah when they go up L'Regel, to read in their ears from the Torah, Parshios, that inspire them, that exhort them to keep the mitzvahs and strengthen their hands in the true religion. As it says at the end of 7 years, at the time of Shemitah and Sukkos, when the Jewish people come up to see Hashem and Yerushalayim, gather the whole nation, men, women, and children, and your the stranger, the convert that's in your, right, the gercha that is in your gates. The chinuch adds the shirish ha-mitzvah, l'fi shekol ikon shel am Yisrael yatoyro, uba yipardu mikol umo v'loshem ne'ezorchem l'chai ad tanu mitzchi, she'en l'malei menu b'nivroim, al-kein b'yoyz kol ikon b'roi sh'yikolu akol b'yachad, b'zman echud. Because the whole primary nature of the Jewish people is Torah, and that's how we're different than any other nation. To be zeichet the chai atan of nitzri, that there's nothing greater than it. And therefore, since that's what we're all about, we gather together. It's fitting that we should gather together at a certain time to hear the words of the Torah. And men, women, and children, and through that we'll come to talk about Yavomi Tokach Lesapir Begoidel Shivcha Vahod Elka. We'll come to talk about the greatness of Torah. Yachniso Akol B'Libam Chishka V'Macheshik Bo Yilmedu Ladas Es Hashem Yisbarach V'Yizku L'Toyva V'Yismach Hashem Yisbarach B'Maisav Kin Shekasu B'Feirish B'Zois HaMitzvah L'Man Yilmedu Es Hashem. So this is going to bring people to appreciate the Torah. And everybody's going to have a cheshek. And with this cheshek, they're going to learn to know God. And they're going to be zochet to tova, to olam haba. There's nothing greater than the pleasure of olam haba. And that's where Torah brings us. So we all gather together. We read about the Torah in order to appreciate the Torah. And learn Hashem. Aman yilmedu es Hashem. So the question is this mitzvah one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? Rubam manua la'achas. Most of the monei mitzvahs remind of this mitzvah, one mitzvah, say for mitzvahs, mitzvah sekta zayin, smag, esen, reish lamet, chinuch, tof reish yud beiz, azharas, lorash bag, tukuf lamet, hei v'oid, v'ktsasa manua l'shnayim. Some people have it as two mitzvahs, mitzvah sa'am liko, v'lova l'shmo, and mitzvah sa'melech, shi'yikro l'fneim, the mitzvah of the people to gather together, And the mitzvah for the king to read for them, that's the Bahaga, the mitzvah says, say the Yireyim. Others hopefully will have a shir on this alone. This is discussed by Ritzvira Cook. There was a Kovitz that came at Kovitz Hakel with various interesting articles. I also want to mention a booklet that I have by Rav Hadari. An incredible booklet of Divrei Torah on Hakel. Rav Hadari was very focused on the Inyan of Shemitah. So Hakel really, especially being in the Rova, the Rosh Yeshiva of HaKaisel, so that really got him going, got him excited. Al Kopanim, some people hold it as two mitzvahs, that the people should gather to hear, and B, that the king should read before them. So that is the mitzvah. Now we'd like to talk about the people who are chayav and hakel and noshim v'taf. Mehakel ratzu b'gemara l'elmod b'mamatzin, with that all mitzvahs says she's man grama, women are chayav. And the Gemara is doicha matzav v'hakel atu ksuvim aboim ke'echod v'shnei ksuvim aboim ke'echod ein melamdim, and therefore women, you can't say that women are chayv in other mitzvah shes man grama. There's a difference between women and taf. Women are chayv themselves in mekayim the mitzvah. Taf, the Torah can't be mechayv the children, but rather the chiyuv is to bring the children. Ma'aser Rabbi Yochan ben Broika, Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma, she'alchu lahakbil p'nei Rabbi Yeshua b'pkiyin. Ma'aser with these two rabbanim who came to receive the face of Rabbi Yeshua and p'kiyin. Amalem ma'chidush hoya b'beis medrash hayoyim. What chiddush was there today in the Beis Medrash? And they said to him, Talmidecha anu mimecha anu shoysim. We're your Talmidim, we drink your water. What are you asking us for? We want to hear from you. Amar lehem, Rabbi Yeshua said back, no. Afal pichen yevshel a Beis Medrash beloi chiddush. You can't be a Beis Medrash without a chiddush. Shabbos shel mi haisa. Whose Shabbos was it? Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Ben Azariah, they used to switch off. So, and what did he talk about? What did the Rav, what did the Nasi talk about? So, Amulah, the Parashas Hakel, spoke about Hakel, what did he darshan? Hakel is Ama, Noshim, and Noshim V'ataf. Men come to learn, and women come to hear. Why do the children come? Kidei litein schar lemiviyayem. Give schar to those who bring them. And he said back, Margolis toiva hoise b'yetchem u'bikashtem la'abda mimeni. You had such a shina gem in your hand and you wanted to make me lose it. So what's this Margolis toiva, this wonderful gem? So the Rameir Simcha of Dvinsk already explains that Rabbi Yoshua was misspelled from this drush about the children. Litein schar l'mivyeyem, because we know from the Yerushalmi in Meseches Yevamos 1:6, that his mother would bring him to the shul in order that his ears should cling to Divrei Torah. So since his mother would bring him to shul, Memela, and he would be inspired by the Torah. You see this in Indian of bringing the taf. That's why he got so excited about this drasha of the taf, bring even the children. Who has to bring the taf? So the Turei Evan has a suffolk. Is it the father Dafka, or maybe even on Beis Din? That's the Turei Evan, Chagiga Dibur Amaschil Kidei. So, so he's Mefalpel Mishnei Atzadim, and he doesn't come to a Maskana. And the Taf itself, there's a Shaila. How old are these Taf? Do they reach the age of Chinuch, or do they not reach the age of Chinuch? In the pasuk, it says, "Ubneim Ashelo Yedu Yishmu V'Lamdu Liyira." So it says that your kids will hear and they'll learn. So it must be that they already are at the age that they can learn. Rav Elazar ben Azariah darshins that the tafra coming to elitin schar lemiviyayim. It's mashma that's not for themselves; it's only for the adults. So the Maharsha is omed on this, and he says that the taf there are two different psukim about the taf. There's one pasuk that it says in the Torah. It Kelis Anoshim Anoshim Vataf. The Gerach Hashem Shrechalaman Yishuman Yilma Duvioritz Hashem Lakechum Hashem Lasses called the Vera Torah Zeis. That's one pasuk. Uvneim Asher Lo Yadu Vel Yishmu Velamdu Liras Hashem Lakechum. Kol Ayamim Asher Etem Chaim Al Adama Asher Etem Over Mesiyardin Sham Lerishta. So the first pasuk talks about how the Leman Yishmu Leman Yilmedu. That's talking about Taf that reached the age of Chinuch. Uvneim Asher Lo Yadu Yishmu V'lamdu Yiliras Hashem Elokechem Kol Ayam Asher Etem Chaim Al Adamim Al Adama. And then there the Taf who don't know. Rather, the opposite. Scratch what I just said. The first pasuk is talking about the children that don't know, that haven't reached the age of chinuch, and that's hakel es hanoshim noshim v'taf gercha shebisharecha leman yishmu leman yilmedu. So that's not that leman yishmu leman yilmedu is not going on the taf. It's going on the anoshim v'noshim. And then the second pasuk it says uvenem asher lo yadu, the children that don't know yishmu v'lamdu liyos Hashem Elokeichem. Now they're going to be able to learn. So the Marasha says that there are two psukim. One is talking about the taf that reached the age of chinuch, and one is talking about the taf that didn't reach the age of chinuch. The taf that didn't reach the age of chinuch is litein schar lemeviyeim. The taf that reached the age of chinuch are talking that you have to bring them for themselves. That's the Marasha's gisha. That's the Marasha's mahalach. The Ramban doesn't learn that way. The Ramban learns that. Uvneim heim atav ki ein atav is a yonke shadam avein katni hashanim hakroivim lischanich. The Ramban writes they're close to the age of chinuch, they're close to learning. That's who he says, and then he says, but Rabbi Seinu amru v'atav lamaba kadei litein schar lemeviyeim. In other words, l'fi Rabbi Seinu, taf heim shelo higia lechinuch. They didn't reach b'chlal the age of chinuch, and the Ramban says no, they are close to the age of chinuch. The menchas chinuch doesn't bring the Ramban. He doesn't bring the Maharsha, and he writes for Lon Isbar Shira Hashanim Shel Ataf Nira the Take of Shatzu Mechal Neflo Venola Chorav Kolo Chadash Uchayv B'Mitzvah Zu. So he says, Moira de Gazach, it's Mamish, as long as they are no longer in the category of a stillborn or a newborn. In other words, he went the full 9 months. Now he's born. So Sharov Kalalo Chadashav. So he's already chayv in this mitzvah. He's already chayv in this mitzvah, maybe after 30 days, Shiyatsa Machal Nefel. So but the point is he says that it's even referring to a baby. Wow. And in the Sefer Zechel HaMikdash, he's Tameya Echi Tochain, Lahavi Rivas Yaladim, Ikoma Komas Psureyam Bazara, Bim Tsoyakin Uboichim Bohemim. So he has a great kasha. He says, listen, you're going to have thousands of screaming and crying babies? You want to bring the babies? You're going to have thousands of screaming and crying babies in the Beis HaMikdash? And also, what about, excuse me, but what about their diapers? How are you going to keep them clean in this Mokom HaMakudish? So therefore, he can't accept I think it's the Adaris wrote this sefer. He can't accept this chiddush of the minchas chinuch that you bring even the babies. And he was the father-in-law of Maran Rav Kook, Kohen Adir, Rabbi Eliyahu David Rabinowitz Tumim. He is a country seichel amikdash and mitzvah hakel. So he asked this shtar kasha. Can't be you're going to have thousands of crying babies. The Rambam writes, "Kol ha'patur min ha'ri'ya, patur mitzvah hakel, chutz min ha'noshim ha'tov ha'orl, aval ha'tomei patur mitzvah hakel." Even if you're patur from ri'ya, you're patur. If anyone is patur from ri'ya, is patur from hakel, except for women, children, and the uncircumcised. But a tomei is patur from hakel. It says, "Ha'vavol kol Yisrael," and he's not royal abia since he's tomei. There are a big chiddush that was mischadish by two achronim that were miskaving. Ledas achas miblisha ro ze, and we're referring to the minchas chinuch and the sfas emes of Gur, the Heilige Ger Rebbe, And they say that ktanim, even if they're chigrim, even if they're chershim, and they're pturim in ari'iya, you have to bring them to hakel. Even if they're lame, even if they're deaf, you have to bring them to hakel. And the reason is that the chiyuv ktanim b'ri'iya is mishum chinuch, and therefore if the gadol would be pater, so then there's no mitzvah chinuch by a katan, and the gadol is a chigir and a cheresh, is pater. We see that in the Gemara in Chagiga 6a. But hakel, but even a katan, shalo idio, afilu katan, shalo higia lechinuch, chayavim lahavio. So the whole word is, they're only chayav in chinuch if they're going to be chayav as adults. If they're not going to be chayav as adults, like a chiger and a cheresh, can't be ole regel, chiger can't walk properly, a cheresh can't hear. So they're not chayav in ri'iya. We have a miyot to be ma'it in ri'iya. So memela, they're also not chayav al tzktanim. But hakel, that even a katan shalo yigia lechinuch, chayav in lavio. Doesn't matter if he's a shalom, if he's a chiger, he's a cheresh, but they both blind with the tzarech iyun. There's a ha'ari here from the Gemara in Chagiga, in Yerushalmi, Chagiga 1:1, that's mechayev a katan in ri'iya, not al tzchinuch, rather megzeras hakasuv, and yet it says there that a katan is a cheresh, is potter. So if the whole word is that he's only potter because he's not going to be chayev as an adult, so then we understand that he's pater al tzkatan. But in the Yerushalmi, they say that the reason a katan is pater, in the Yerushalmi it says that a katan is not chayav al tzchinuch. Unlike the Bavli, the Yerushalmi says katan is not chayav al tzchinuch. He's chayav mixeris hakasuv, says chayav mixeris hakasuv. So if he's a cheresh, he should be chayav. And yet it says there a cheresh is pater. So the p'tur isn't only because he's because of chinuch. Since he's not going to be chayv as an adult, he's not chayv as a child. Because in the Yerushalmi, it's not midin chinuch. It's mizeres hakasav. And yet a katan shucherish is pater. The Torah says that a ger is chayv. Who is the ger? Ger chashel b'sharecha. Yevin Ezra writes, ulay yisiyahed. So in the Sefer Zeichel Mikdash, he explains that it's a ger toshev. So Ibn Ezra says maybe this ger, this stranger, will become Jewish. Maybe he'll convert. So maybe it's talking about any guy, any stranger. But the Torah says gercha. So the Zeichel Mikdash says this gercha is a ger toshev. Maybe he'll convert to becoming a full Jew. We already had many shiurim and the unique status of a ger toshev. Time maybe to listen. Al kopanim, that's the Ibn Ezra la yisyaid. Maybe we're talking about a ger toshav, but it says in the Mefurish in the Psikta Zutrusa that it's talking about ger tzedek. For ger hasher b'sharecha elu ger tzedek. It's not talking about a ger toshav who's mekavushav and tzbnei noach, but rather ger tzedek. This man of hakel is Mefurish b'toyra b'poratus yisera v'chol asimanim tzrichim. It says miketz sheva shanim. So, even before we actually have Shemitah, so it says no. B'moed Shnas HaShemitah. When B'moed Shnas HaShemitah? And the answer is, B'moed. B'vo Kol Yisrael Leros. So, it's at the end of 7 years. It's an incredible thing. You know, there's so much to say about Hakel. Sach HaKol, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 psukim. Zeo, the whole thing. But we could talk about it forever. Somebody just sent me an email, and he told me that he wrote a whole sefer on Hakel. He just came out with a new sefer on Hakel. So it's available in bookstores. Al Kopanim, so the Torah specifies when it has to be. It is in the 7th year, B'moed. It has to be on the Moed, which is Sukkot, Shnas HaShemitah, in the year that follows Shemitah, and it has to be b'chagas sukkos. B'moed, we shouldn't think that this moed is Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it says b'chagas sukkos. And maybe we're talking about the Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. No, b'bo kol Yisrael le'ros. What's b'bo kol Yisrael le'ros? So like it says in the Gemara in Sota 41a, Aschalta de Moed, the beginning of the Moed. Aschalta de Moed, you could say, is the Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. But in the Mishnah is Mefurish, that it's been Motze Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. And the Rambam says, Shutchila simei cholo shel Moed, shel shnas hashminis. It's the beginning of Chol HaMoed of the eighth year. How do we know? Rashi explains, Shebe'etzem Azman, who be Yom, really this man is on the first day, on Yom Tov Rishon. El afisha oisim az bima shel etzba azora shel melech yoshev alea ve'ein tikun abima doicha yomtev vav yef shel etakin abima me'erev yomtev. In other words, you have to make this bima on which the king would sit, and the tikun habima is not doicha yomtev, and you can't be metakin the bima me'erev yomtev sheleya doicha kba azora, and therefore dachuhu l'rishon shel chol hamoed, therefore they were pushed it off to the first day of Chol HaMoed. Taisva says, if this is Xeris HaKosev, to read on the first day, read without a bima. The bima is Nama Akev. Rather, the pshat is, b'moed means b'soy chamoed. And nevertheless, you can't say it's the second or third day, because it says b'vokol Yisrael, which is b'ascholas HaMoed. And from here it comes out that the zman is b'moedzei Yom Tov Rishon. So we have Rashi, who's got the bima problem, and we have Tosfos, who says that it's not a bima issue. It says b'moed, which means b'soch hamoed. There's a big discussion of Shitas Rashi and Shitas Tosfos by Hagoyin Atzadik of Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Herzog Zatzal in the Kovetz Hakel, which is a Kovetz of a collection of articles on Hakel from page 60 and on. So you can look there and see what the great genius and Tzadik writes. The Turei Evan writes that the Aschalta de Moed is Ad Chatzi HaChag. Ad Chatzi HaChag. In the Taz, he's Miyashiv Shitas Rashi from the Kash of Tosfos. Tosfos says that don't make the Bima. And the answer is no, there's no option of not making the Bima. Talach L'Moshe Mitzinai. In the Sefer Zechel HaMikdash, he suggests that maybe b'di'eved there's tashlumin lahakel af b'shmini atzeres ve'aschalta demoed is mitzvah lechatchila, just like there's tashlumin for re'ia for not coming, you can do tashlumin at shmini atzeres. So too, you could do with it until moed, and you can do this hakel until shmini atzeres. But maybe no, laishas re'ia shel di'eved lo nikres b'voko Yisrael erois. This tashlumin for Re'ia and Shmini Atzeres, that's not b'vokol Yisrael le'ros. Because Shmini Atzeres is Shas Re'ia Shel B'di'evet, that's not called b'vokol Yisrael le'ros. Maybe that's not a good time to say Hakel. But anyway, in the Zechel HaMikdash, she says maybe they have until Shmini Atzeres. In an instance where Chol HaMoed comes out on Shabbos, the first day of Chol HaMoed comes out on Shabbos, there are Doicha Hakel to the next day, Mishnah Megillah, Hey Amin Aleph, Yerushalmi there in Megillah, two reasons are given. One is Mipnei Hatkiya, Shikain Oysa, Ma Oysa Ayoim, Kohanim Oimdim Bigdorim, Ubiporotzes, Vechatzisr Shalzor Bidein, Vetoikim Erim, Vetoikim. Vein toikim b'Shabbos. So there were all these tkiyas, and you don't do that on Shabbos. Memela, they pushed it off a day. Mipnei habima she'asur la'aseisa b'Shabbos, va'af ein la'aseisa b'erev yomtov. Like we saw in Rashi, you're not allowed to make the bima on Shabbos, and you also can't make it on erev yomtov. Not to be doichek the azara, because it's not going to be enough room. That's how Rashi got that Hakel is pushed off to the first day, because the Yerushalmi here says that you don't do it on Shabbos because of this bima. So Rashi says for the same reason you don't do it on Yom Tov. Or mishum lo sita lecha asherah kol eitz, that if the bima would be there for 2 days from erev Yom Tov to Shabbos, would be like you're planting a tree. And Rashi, he gives another reason, Rashi in Megillah, another reason why you're doche Hakel. And the answer is because the Shabbos doche Hakel, but Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring the children. You have a problem of carrying the children. This is discussed by the Kli Chemda in Parashas Vayelech. Okay, we love learning Kli Chemdas. Maybe we'll do that Kli Chemda together. Rambam writes, the reason that we read Chatzotzeres, the Rambam writes the reason of blowing the Chatzotzeres. That's why you don't do it on Shabbos. And the Ravid is Masig, Yushan Mur Bnei Abim, Shemana Mikan, Shena Magav, Zatkiyas Kashel Kosav. So, the Ravid says it's not because of the Tkiyas on Ma'akev, but rather because of the Bima. And the Mefarshim are Tamei on the Ravid. The time of the Rambam is also Mavur in the Yerushalmi. So he says, oh, it's because of the Bima, not like the Rambam says the Tkiyas. The Rambam's Tkiyas thing is also, idea is also mentioned in the Yerushalmi. Rav Meir Arik in the Minchas Kanos on Meseches Sota writes a Dover Mechudod. He writes a Shar Fizach. And that is that Hayerushalmi l'shitato shakriya ita be'ezrat Yisrael. The Yerushalmi l'shitaso, that the Kriya took place by Ezra Yisrael, which hopefully we'll get to, where exactly the Kriya took place. So I could say the reason is because of the Bima, in order not to be Doichek the Azara, because Keloshein Akol Bana'ida B'Yerushalmi Shlefi Shebi Yom Tov Akol Ayokom Yivin Kor B'nei Seim Shal Mechagigal Esriya. We need a lot of Asach Platz, we need a lot of space, because people bring their karbanas. If you build a bima, there's going to be less space. But the Rambam l'shitaso, Paskins like the Bavli, that the kriya was done in the Ezra's Noshim, and there's no chash of doichak if they're mamid the bima, mayor of Yamdif, because in the Ezra's Noshim, they're not makriv karbanas. And therefore, the Rambam didn't bring the bima reason. The Rambam brought the Chatzotzis reason, because the Rambam doesn't have a problem with the Bima, because the Rambam l'shitaso is that the Bima was built in the Ezra's Nashim, and Ezra's Nashim, you don't need so much space, that's not where the Karbanos are. And moreover, the Yerushalmi's l'shitaso, there's losita kol eitz, to leave it there for 2 days, that the Yisr even includes the Azara. But the Rambam l'shitaso, harei be'Ezra's Nashim or Bahar Abayis, there's no Yisr of losita kol eitz. Kol Eitz. So Memela, since according to the Rambam it took place in the Ezus Nashim, Memela he doesn't have a problem of the Bima. That's why the Rambam gave the Tkiyas reason. So those are the two reasons, the Rambam l'shitaso, why he said it's because of the Tkiyas. Either because the Rambam holds it's done in the Ezus Nashim, and therefore there's no problem of planting a tree there, and there's no problem of and therefore you can keep the Bima there for a few days, and there's also no problem of the Rambam has no problem with the Bima. There's no problem of not there not being space. It's not a space problem because it's done in the Ezra's Nashim. So therefore the Rambam says the reason you're not doing it is because the reason you're not doing it on Shabbos is because of the Tkiyas. But he doesn't have a Bima problem else, Litchok is Hazar or Losita Lecha Asher or Kol Eitz. When was the Kriya? Was the Kriya on Matzah Yom Tov Rishon Mamish? In other words, on the second night of Sukkot. Like I said, we're holding now or the next day. It's not Mefurish in the Rishonim. In the Teferet Yisrael and Mishnayos, he says in Pashtus that it's at night. However, in the Zechel HaMikdash, it's Pashat to him that the Iker Kriya is B'yoyim. He's mistapik if you Yotzei at night. Rav Herzog proves from Tosfos that their opinion is, l'chatchila, it's done at night. This is in the Kovetz Hakel on page 58. So this is all, according to our Girsa, Motzi Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag. In the eighth year on Motzi Shvis. Me'aschalte demayet. So when it says Bishmini, Bishminis, in other words, in the eighth year, however, the Girsa of the Mishnah, the Yerushalmi, is Motzi Yom Tov HaAcharon Shel Chag Bishmini. Wow! So the Mefarshi Yerushalmi wrote correctly, this is a mistake. It should say HaRishon, not Motzi Yom Tov HaAcharon. Motzi Yom Tov HaRishon. There's no Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. However, Rabbi Binyamin Levine, who is a Talmud of Maran Rav Kook, in the Igros of the Rav, there's many letters to Rabbi Levine, very interesting letters. So he learns that it's a Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, that according to the Yerushalmi, the Kriya was a Shmini Atzeres. But very difficult to accept that. Because the Pasuk says that it's talking about Chag HaSukkos. Shmini Atzeres isn't Sukkos. Okay, we still have a few more things to discuss. Where it was read and who read it, etc. And then there are a few delicious ha'aris of Rav Zevin on this inyan. So, Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue in the coming shir, and we will see further niflos in the Taras Hashem Yisbarach. This is Mamash HaMechaya, HaMechaya Shevimechayas. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. B'li Nadir, we shall continue.